Haskell, Brother and Sister. St. Helena, California, May 24, 1910. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I have been waiting for the time when there should be an investigation of the doctrines that Brother Daniels and others have been advocating. When is this to be? If Elder Daniels thinks that some of the interpretations of Scripture that have been held in the past are not correct, our brethren should listen to his reasons and give candid consideration to his views. All should examine closely their own standing and, by a thorough knowledge of the principles of our faith, be prepared to vindicate the truth. We must not be inconsistent in this matter. God requires clean hearts, pure minds, and intelligent belief in the truth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. At present, there is not that unity that should exist among our brethren, and the Lord says, "Come together." This should be done as soon as possible, for we have no time to lose. Is not the present a favorable time for you and others of our ministering brethren in this conference to meet with Elder Daniels for a thorough examination of the points of faith regarding which there are different views? And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortedst me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid,
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 12, 6.
I am directed to write these scriptures for the consideration of those who shall assemble for the purpose of blending together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Isaiah 8, verse 16. A special work now rests upon us of solemnly investigating these matters, and in the name of the Lord, to unify.